neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
After Chugan Beit HaMikdash, when Beit HaMikdash was destroyed, when the parochet was taken away, they noticed that the Kerubim, the two statues that they placed on Aaron, they look at one another. So now we are informed that these Kerubim, the face of these two statues, resembles that when Am Yisrael, or the status that Ribono Shel Olam, Hashem has with Am Yisrael, is a status that they're pleased by one another, they have shalom, they obey Hashem, so they face one another. But if they're not getting along, or there's some type of friction between Am Yisrael, they will turn their back to one another. So now, Gemara questions, at the time of the Churban, so they were facing one another. So that means their status was fine, was acceptable by Ribono Shel Olam, because they were facing one another. They were not turning their back to one another. So why at the Churban Beit HaMikdash, the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed? If they were facing one another, so that means everything is pleased by Ribono Shel Olam. So that means at the time of the destruction of Beit HaMikdash, when they noticed, they look at the Kerubim, this is two statues, what position they should have? Yeah, they should have turned their back to one another, but we see no. On the contrary, they are facing one another. So how would you explain this?
So basically, even Am Yisrael seen the still banim atem Hashem ulchem. It's temporary. They're going to come to Hashem. But the father still loves the son, even though he's seen.
And so now here we see that the departure of Ribono Shel Olam from Am Yisrael by destroying the Beit HaMikdash was the most painful thing. So that's why at the time that Ribono Shel Olam destroyed the Beit HaMikdash, we see the Kerubim, they show the sign that they're looking at one another. So that means when Hashem punished Am Yisrael by destroying the Beit HaMikdash, that was the most painful thing for him. So that's when they're looking one another. Just like the father feels that he has to discipline his child, the punishment, the restriction that he designates for his child is much more painful for him than the kid. So the same way when Ribono Shel Olam destroyed the Beit HaMikdash for whatever the wrongdoing that they committed, but still when he left, it's the most painful thing. So that's why we see the statues, they're looking at one another. So that means that the punishment brought such a pain for Ribono Shel Olam. So that means we're going through this pain 1,949 years. And whose pain is it? Pain of Ribono Shel Olam! 1,949 years, Ribono Shel Olam is in pain. Why? Because he left us. At the time of the war in Europe, they made a decree that the houses, the light has to be covered. So what did they do? So they covered the window with a black fabric. You know, today people, they have a garden, they have a gate, so they put some type of covering on it. So this covering that you buy, when you shop for this covering, they ask you, would you like 100%, 90%, 80%, 60%, 50%? You know what that means? The amount of the light that it permits to be see-through, so that's the percentage it is. So that means the more that you like to block the light, you need higher percentage. So that means the more light you have behind this cover, you need a thicker covering. So That means the thicker the covering it is, there's more light.
Less light coming through.
Yes, but there's more light behind. Because if there was a little bitty light, like the light of the candle, you will get by with the covering 50%. But if you have a chandelier, you have lots of light, so you need a 100% covering. This is a very unbelievable message that you should have always in mind. The more thickness of the covering that you feel in your life, that means you have so much light behind it. There's so much light behind it. The thicker the covering that you feel is blocking so much light. So much light. That means when Yehudi feels pain, Yisurim, has to be so happy. Why? You know, so much light is hidden behind this cover. And at the matter of the moment, when this cover is taken away, wow. Look at all these lights that was hiding behind this cover. And that's what today is all about. Today, we were celebrating. Did you know that? It was not fasting, it's not mourning. We were celebrating that today, Tisha B'Av is a Moed. So we didn't say Tachanunim yesterday, we didn't say Tachanunim today. Why? Ki Qara Alai Moed. Today is a Moed. Actually, today is very interesting. If you pay attention, we have the same restriction as Yom HaKippurim. Because today is going to be Yom HaKippurim actually. There's no Tisha B'Av anymore. And that's why Mashiach Tzidkenu was born here. On this day, on Tisha B'Av. Why? Because we have such a light is hidden behind today. And Yehudi should know and never forget. At the time that he feels Chas V'Shalom sorrow, pain, he should be so joyous and happy that Ribono Shel Olam is going to reveal to him so much light. So much light is going to come. And that's what we're going to see Bekarov Beyameinu. Bezat Hashem will see such a great light of redemption for Kol Am Yisrael. Bezat Hashem will see so much nachat, so much simcha. Bezat Hashem Bekarov. And he's giving Yeshuot Bezat Hashem. And Biyad Gol Tzedek. And Biyad Nid Hashem Bekarov. Amen. Goyel HaNishomot Halel Ko Haleluko Goyel HaNishomo Nishomo Sheli Koil ha-nishomot, halel ko haleluko, koil ha-nishomot, nishomo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.